B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, what a fun day. We're talking to all our old friends and hanging out. And one of the great guys in all of Philadelphia sports. He's sensational. He's doing big things now. Turner, ESPN, big deal. He's the great Brian Boucher on the Comcast Business Hotline. Boosh!
Hey, Anthony, what's up, man? How you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving, my brother.
Likewise.
I got to tell you, you're always, you know, I watch you, I listen to you, and I go, we love you. You're always one of us. You know that. Even though you're from Woonsocket, we adopted you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Always love being a fly, that's for sure.
You got that right. People don't remember when you were playing, Junis. I wrote a story on Boosh.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we hung out at Ace's joint. Ace had a restaurant, right? At a big popular restaurant. I grabbed Boosh, and we went to Ace's place.
Oh,
now,
awesome.
Now Boosh is friends with Ace's brother, Vinny. Boom Bots. Isn't that a small world?
Yeah. And we went to a Sixers game that night. You introduced me to basketball. It was great.
Oh, that's right. You went to the Sixers game that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So help us out a little bit, right, with the Flyers team. They're struggling to score a little bit, Boosh. Is that, you know, how much is it they need somebody else, or how much is it that Ryan Ellis, when Ellis was playing, they were getting the puck out quick and they looked a little faster. What are you seeing?
Great point. I think a lot of Ellis back there certainly helps getting out of the zone clean. There's something to be said for that, no doubt about it. You know, I just think right now, you know, confidence is eroding a little bit. You can see it in some of the players, right? I mean, Konechny, one goal in his last 8. Atkinson, one goal in his last 12. Therapy, one goal in his last 14. I mean, these guys are, you know, journey, no goals in his last 7. So there's confidence that's hurting right now on this hockey team. I think a lot of that has to do with a power play that has struggled. And when you take some momentum on the power play, I think it fits into your play. Not a good showing last night, obviously. I just think there was a lack of energy in that game last night that was, I think, concerning. I think sometimes when you lose a game and you get shut out, if you had chances, you can kind of hang your hat on the fact that maybe you ran into a hot goalie. I don't think that was the case last night. I think they got to be much better tonight. They got to put some energy. I mean, that's the bottom line. You can go down swinging. I mean, I just feel like last night wasn't a strong game, and they need to do a pinch for that.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I know. I was kind of surprised that no Braden Point and no Kucherov, and I thought that they would, you know, honestly, I thought they would fare a lot better last night.
I agree. I mean, I think if there was ever a time to go up against Tampa last night, like, they're missing some big pieces to their team. But if you look, I mean, the first period was okay. It was just okay. And then the last 2 periods after they lost Broussard, the line juggling just didn't seem to match up. Zach McEwen was their best player on the ice, and although that's great for him, that's a bad sign if he's your best player. I appreciate his energy and the fact that he played a career high 15-plus minutes, but overall, it's got to be a lot better than that if they want to have a chance. Because, they're in a tough stretch now. Last night was the beginning of 6 games in 9 nights, and it's not going to get any easier tonight against Florida. You could argue that Florida's a better team in Tampa Bay right now. They're going to have their hands full against the team. They're fast. They're good in transition. They play with bite. And they got depth. I mean, it's not just they got their best player Barkov. Everybody contributes on this team in Florida.
Hey, Boosh, and we're talking to Brian Boucher on the Comcast Business Hotline. Boosh, one bright spot has been Carter Hart, and I'm curious, do you feel good about him? Is he out of the woods? It feels like since they really, you know, strengthened their defensive core, it's really helped him, and obviously, do you feel good about Carter Hart so far?
I feel better. I don't know if he's out of the woods just yet. Like I said, they're right. In a stretch. They were playing pretty well defensively. I think the game is pretty predictable. And I think last year, we've talked enough about the struggles of the defensive side of the game for the Flyers that caused problems for Hart as well. And I think the confidence just eroded from himself personally to how the team is playing in front of him. It's still early in the year, and there's still a lot of runway to go. So I wouldn't say that he's out of the woods entirely yet. I think there's encouraging signs that he's got his confidence back, and he's put last year behind him. But like I said, they're in a tough stretch. I think Mark Jones gets the start tonight, which I think is smart. I still think they have to, make sure they don't put Hart in situations where, you really can hammer at his confidence either. I feel that you have to tread lightly a little bit, making sure that you put him in situations to succeed. That's why you got to turn in Jones. I mean, to get a back-to-back game like this against a real powerful team, it's going to be a tall ask for him. He's got over 360 games in the NHL, so he should be able to handle it.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. Listen, Boosh, thank you so much for hanging out, man. We appreciate it, brother. We love you, and hopefully we'll catch up down the road for sure. Have a great Thanksgiving, buddy. All right? Best of your family.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks, Tom. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. There he is, the great Brian Boucher on the Comcast Business Hotline as we talk a little Flyers. So I was telling you, Tunis.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.